Hi, and welcome to our Christmas special edition of the Matt and Scott podcast show.
Ooh, it's Christmas.
So, we're recording this Christmas Day. You might be like, oh, I bet they're not actually recording this Christmas Day. But no, we are. And it's 19 minutes past four.
On the 25th of December.
Greenwich Mean Time in London, obviously. Well, near London. So, welcome. We hope you're having a really good Christmas Day. Hope you got what you wanted. So yeah,
we certainly got what we wanted.
Yeah, we didn't really want much. I mean, looking at the world today, there's not really much we want.
So I feel a little bit spoilt that there wasn't really much that I wanted. It's just I asked my friends what they wanted, and they said, "Oh, I don't know. I've got all I want, and if I want to, I have to go and buy it." So maybe this materialistic world has reached its limit.
Maybe
it's a bit deep for Christmas.
Anyway, moving on. So, Christmas Day, we had the Queen's speech, which was all about families, and it was quite a good Queen's speech, actually.
Well, it was all right.
Well, you were just complaining that she wasn't sitting down.
Yeah, she stood up. They couldn't even afford a chair.
I don't think it was the necessity of affording a chair, Scott. I was thinking the fact shows more authority. So, today's podcast, we're just going to talk about different random things. Scott's got a few random facts. I'm going to get Scott to eat a hot cinnamon jelly beans and see what his reaction's like. Scott, let's start off with a random fact, please. Just something that will make us go, oh my gosh.
Something that would cheer you up.
Okay.
A one-year-old boy in India has broken the world record after being born with 34 fingers and toes.
34 fingers and toes?
Yep. 24 more than...
No. Well, surely that's not allowed. 14
more. 14 more than you should.
Surely
have.
That's not allowed. What? He's going to blatantly cheat at maths, isn't he?
You can count up to 34.
He says handicapped. The other children are going to be handicapped.
You don't really count with your toes, so that doesn't count.
How many fingers has he got? But that's a bit...
He has...
I feel sorry for him. What have they said they're going to do about it?
Oh. He has 7 fingers on each hand, so he's got 14 fingers.
Ooh.
So he can count them.
He hasn't got any more toes, then?
Oh, no, he's got a lot more. He's got... And 10 toes on each foot.
10 toes?
Twice as many toes.
That's
weird. I've got a picture here, and he looks...
If you would like to see the picture, just Google boy with lots of toes.
Lots of toes.
There you go.
He broke the record. The previous person only had 31 fingers and toes. Good news in there, but he had surgery, and now he's got only 10 fingers and 10 toes in total, not in each hand.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
So, it's the good news.
So, all's bad that ends well.
Yeah, it didn't start well.
That's quite good. So, any other interesting facts that you want to share with us?
These aren't exactly Christmassy, but pickles can glow in the dark.
Pickles can glow in the dark. Why is that useful, Scott? Oh.
Just ignore that beep. He's just Googling more interesting things to talk about rather than pickles glowing in the dark. And you probably hear him typing as well. It's because they got salt water in them, which made me wonder why the sea doesn't glow in the dark.
Right, okay. Just a word of warning. If you haven't cooked your turkey yet and you're going to have it later on in the next half an hour, okay, do not wash your turkey. Okay?
Why not?
Because it's estimated that 400,000 people become sick each year from tainted Christmas leftovers. You've got to be very careful.
Don't wash your Christmas turkey.
Yeah, you never wash your turkey.
What? But then it's dirty.
Never wash.
We're Googling turkey. Never wash turkey just to like. Let's have a look.
Germs. So never wash your turkey when you're preparing it. And that is from everywhere, says it.
Well, that's. Yeah. So you wash it after you. Well,
so yeah, and December is the most popular month for nose jobs. So Scott, you can finally sort that nose out.
It's just spotty. Doesn't need reshaping.
Is there any other run? If you lay down, the number of mince pies bought each year, and laid them end to end,
if you laid down.
If I lay down, there'd be 3 times the Great Wall of China.
But how many if you're standing up?
Oh my gosh. The average American takes 6 months to pay off their holiday credit card bills. So, they spend 6 months of the year saving for Christmas.
And they have 6 months.
6 months of buying their stuff, necessities, and then they've got to do it all again. It's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Well, it helps the economy. I think.
Yeah. So Christmas, what's your most exciting present you've got this year, Scott?
I was disappointed that I didn't actually get any toys, but I got a new wallet.
Oh, lovely. That's always handy.
I got a Toblerone, which is delicious chocolate. Absolutely amazing. But we weren't allowed to eat it because we're having Christmas dinner.
We had our turkey first. But we're just going to plug something now. So it's called an X-Mini. So an X-Mini.
Oh, yeah. This was a good present.
These are speakers. Literally, they fit in the palm of your hand.
But they blow your mind.
They're actually very good. We're just going to play a quick snippet of music, potentially, in a moment.
If Matt can find iTunes.
But they're just amazing. You can link them up so you can have them loads linked together. But the sound from that these produce are stunning. And they're portable battery, 8 hours battery life as well. So you can play anything.
They're a bit like a tennis ball, smaller than a tennis ball.
Smaller than a tennis ball, and that's opened up. So
they're quite good.
We'll just play something. My name is Sally, nice to meet you, can I tell you, baby? Well, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but not like you. So yeah, they're stunning. I recommend, at least if you need some portable form of music producing speaker system, then buy one.
I'm just having a look to see how many times Matt's played Ollie Mears. I can't remember how to do it now. I thought you'd have played it more than that.
So I've only listened to 24 times.
That's not very many times.
And his first album, just about 8 times. But that's just on my iTunes, that's not my laptop. My iPod as well.
So, quick question. What's your most played song?
Most played song? Top 25 most played. With 52, we have Earthquake. All Black by Chris Brown coming in.
You've got a lot of Chris Brown on your list.
Yes, that's because I let people use it at work.
And they like Chris Brown.
She likes Chris Brown. Shantae, you love Chris Brown. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. A little Trey song. Moves Like Jagger is coming in at third. Joint third, but no. So, he doesn't even make that, to be honest. Crazy. Ollie Mears, number 9, with 37 plays. There we go. That's Ollie Mears. So yeah, it's interesting Christmas this day. Yeah. I haven't felt it's like that Christmassy at all, to be honest. Have you?
To be honest, I think I found the most enjoyable bits weren't the presents. When I was a little child running around, the thing I was like, oh, I could see, because I think I'd get a train set for Christmas, which I never got.
But you never got a train set?
I don't think I ever got a train set. I might have done and I just forgot about it, but
no. I don't think we got Scare Electric. Kind of counts as a train
set.
Good.
It's a speedy version of a train set.
Yeah, train sets are a bit slow. But no, I think this year's because I've worked till the Friday. It's been a weekend. I think that's what's less Christmassy for me personally. Yeah.
Well, you're wearing a Christmas hat.
I'm wearing a cracker hat, yes. Go on.
A cracker hat.
A cracker hat.
Cracker hat.
And right, we need to reach out to you. There is an Australian listener. So we've got an American listener and an Australian listener. That means technically we're a global podcast.
We're officially global.
Officially global. And we can't even deny that because there are facts in our statistics about what podcasts have been played and downloaded. So granted, it's only one in Australia and one in USA, California.
We're still global.
You're still global. So we'd like to thank you two listeners, for making us who we are, bringing our name across the pond, as they would say.
Does that mean I've got to do a weather report for Australia?
You have to do one for Australia. Do you want me to predict it? It's going to be snow. No, it's winter there. No summer there, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're the opposite side.
Okay, so you're going to be baking.
How do you spell Australia? How do you spell Australia? All right, Sydney.
Oh my gosh, he's struggling to spell Sydney. So
I've had quite a lot of Christmas cheer. So quite
cheer. He's had 2 small glasses of champagne, which are quite weak.
It's gone straight to my head.
Oh, it's not that hot. No. What's that? Thunderstorms.
Maybe Sydney's not the hot bit. Let's look for Perth.
It doesn't matter. Right, so we just hope you're having a really good Christmas. Hope no one's got you this podcast for Christmas. Hope you're not listening to it at Christmas, because We'd hope you've got better things to do. And we just wish you a really Merry Christmas. Scott is just still looking up Perth. I think he's struggling to Western Australia. Calendar.
Oh, there we are.
No, you want the top one, Scott. Well done, Scott. He's struggling to spell Perth.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scott's going to go with a quick 20-second run-through of the weather in Perth.
Well, looking at this, it seems like Australian listeners have already had their Christmas, so it's night time there at the moment. What time? It's early morning.
Probably early morning on Boxing Day, to be honest.
It's 23 degrees. So, Merry Boxing Day to Australia. 29 degrees, 31 degrees, 33 degrees, 34 degrees, 34 degrees, 32 degrees. And all sunny.
And in England, it'll be raining and snowing and freezing. So, yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you've had a good time.
Yeah, and sorry we didn't give you very much news this time, but...
We'll give you another news... We'll give you a mega news update next week. Thanks for listening. See you next
Merry
week, guys.
Merry Christmas. Bye.